Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Well, we're random thinking right now. And I'm going to tell you what we're randomly thinking about.
Can I just say?
No.
This is not even off topic. I was just going to say, we've talked about a lot of different stuff in the last 3 minutes.
We have. We've been all over the place.
Yeah.
But right now we're going to talk about this poor man in Montreal, an elderly man, who was sitting on the pooper place called the toilet. And while he was sitting on the pooper place, he got bitten by a toilet rat.
Damn!
But it gets worse. Because he, was bitten by the rat in his toilet. And that rat in his toilet was infected by bacteria in rat urine, which was in the rat's mouth when it bit this 76-year-old man.
Wait a minute. How did... So I'm going to assume that mouse crawled up through the piping.
It's not a rat. Mouse, it's a rat.
That rat.
It's a rat.
You're right. My bad. So I'm going to assume that rat crawled up through the piping.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, he's got to weasel his way through some traps to go... Water that hold water, right?
Yeah, he's got.
How the hell does he still have urine in his mouth?
I don't know.
That rat's got some sort of severe fetish or something.
A fetish for his own urine, it's and like then also for 76-year-old Montreal men.
Booties.
So basically, that poor man got super sick 18 days after the rat bit him. He had a fever. He had a headache. He had abdominal pain. And then, suffered the symptoms for 3 days. And then he had multi-organ dysfunction secondary to sepsis of unclear origin.
It was a rat! How can it be unclear?
Apparently, the rat did not bite his bum or anything else that might hang in a toilet.
Oh.
The rat had actually bitten on the man's fingers when he tried to take the rat out of the toilet.
Why don't you just flush it? I'd sit stand there. I would stand there and flush that toilet 10 times.
We save mice all the time in this house. You would kill the rat?
No mouse has ever come up through the toilet. No rat. No anything that I know of. Except sometimes when I get off the toilet, there's this foul odor coming up through the pipes.
Oh, no.
And I don't understand it. No, I'm just kidding. I know that's my poop. Anyways.
It's your poop. So this poor guy.
And then I would have finished my poop and flushed that down on top of him.
Anyways, this poor guy got this thing.
That's horrible.
Called Wheels disease, which kills 60,000 people in this world every year.
Wow.
And usually in the U.S. there's only 100 to 150 cases.
That's crazy.
And so the disease, they find it in the rat pee-pee. Oh, our dog's going to bark.
It's not our dog.
It's not our dog.
It's not our dog.
It's our babysitting dog. And so they find it in the urine of rats and other animals.
Yeah.
And not in their saliva. So that means that,
it comes from their internal body.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
That poor old man. First off, he has a rat in his toilet.
I know.
Then he gets bitten by the rat in his toilet. That's a negative time of his life.
Super
right there.
Negative.
Kind of right now when us dealing with this.
That's
dog.
Why. Wait a minute. I got one more thing to say.
But the dog is barking.
We're always going to live in a house that's attached to the city's sewer system.
Why?
That way, when I flush the rat.
Oh.
I know it's into the big system. It could go up in a neighbor's house. I don't care.
Oh, versus just into your own
septic
system.
Tank where it can just come right back. And then it's going to be really pissed off because you flushed it. And this time he's going to bite you on the butt.
Hey, welcome to the regular part of the podcast where we hopefully won't talk about toilet rats.
Well, it's in the title.
I know.
I mean, what's the rest of the title?
Overcoming negativity bias and toilet rats.
Now I have a negativity bias towards toilet rats.
Am I going to be afraid to look in the toilet?
I know. I'm going to check the toilet every time I go to sit down now.
I do that already.
Me too.
Because like you hear stories about snakes and stuff.
Oh, I don't check it for that reason.
I do.
I just think because our water prices are so high in this town, we have adopted a yellow mellow policy.
Sean has. Sometimes his yellow mellow is a little too much for me to deal with. No.
So anyways, sometimes I check it just to make sure that the females of the house haven't piled up the toilet paper too much.
Because
I can clog a toilet by myself. So I don't need help. That's why we're all so glad
to know that now.
Oh, every human being in this world can walk and talk by themselves if they have a healthy diet like I do.
Anyways, let's talk about real helpful things, not your poop.
Okay.
Okay. So being an author or an artist or almost anyone is about navigating. You have to walk a fine line with criticism and praise. You gotta discern what's real and what's not, what matters and what's not, and what's noise and what's important to you in your life, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we only hear and we dwell on the one negative thing, like our dog barking right now, who's not our dog. But really, like that one negative thing that someone said to us or written about us, even though they or others have also said 100 positive things.
I'm not reading ahead. I was thinking about how that you just described yourself, baby.
Myself is normal.
And I preach that to you all the time.
Anyways, so like, let's imagine you're an author and you get a glowing review, but there's one line in there that says, I didn't like the mom character. And that's all you focus on, right? So this happens in real life, too. Your husband might tell you that you're beautiful 100 times a day.
That's absolutely no good, husbands.
But that one time that he says, baby, maybe don't wear your sweater inside out.
Because that has anything to do with your beauty?
Whatever. It's what you focus on. It's what you focus on. Or let's say in the news, right? Because Sean and I write news. There are hundreds of lovely, beautiful things that happen in a community and even in a small community every week or every month. But instead of writing about that, we write about one potentially scandalous thing that a person or a board does, right? I mean, that's not true
for us. That is not what we do.
But it's true for most.
But it is.
And when we read the news, we often, as people, gravitate toward the tragedy or the crime story or the corruption story, and all of that's really important to write about and share, but that's not all there is, right?
Read that last sentence.
Negativity is not all there is.
That's right. Negativity is not all there is. And I just want to clarify.
Oh, Jesus.
We're very ethical reporters.
Yes.
But if something pops up out of the blue that we know is going to get more readers, and it might, and that oftentimes carries a negative bias or connotation, doesn't it? Sometimes that'll go to the head of the line.
Yeah.
But I mean, we really try to foster community and goodwill.
Well, you know, like you can't ignore the bad stuff, and you can't ignore the stuff that people care about.
It's a fact of life.
But you also want to make sure that you're biased, like not biased, right? But also not biased towards the negativity. Does that make sense? Like, so you have to, as a person, search out for the good and not just for the bad. And that's true of reporting, too. Like, you can't just only focus on
corruption. Well, that's the whole point, isn't it?
That's the whole point, right? But so anyways, this is bigger than news reporting, even though Shawnee and I could talk about news reporting forever. And he's going to read this quote from Tasha Siegmuller back in 2016. It's kind of long. Ready?
I got it.
All right.
The reality of reality is that we are programmed with a psychological and physiological predisposition toward negative bias. Daniel Kahneman explains that, and this is Daniel's quote, the brains of humans and other animals contain a mechanism that is designed to give priority to bad news. By shaving a few hundredths of a second from the time needed to detect a predator, this circuit improves the animal's odds of living long enough to reproduce.
Right.
that bad news that you got, it's going to linger longer than the good. Your fear of someone hating your book before it even comes out, not all the way your fault.
Right?
That's just genetic.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also like in our community, let's say we're talking about congestion on the streets or housing, right? And a lack of housing. And we might think that there's more lack of housing now, and it's a brand new problem, or that the traffic jams at the head of the island are a brand new problem, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at old newspaper stuff, you'll see that it was a problem in 1883, in 1980, like in 1960. And we create this bias of perception, focusing on the negative so that we don't see the data and the facts and the truth that this is not something brand new. And when we see that something, when we think something is brand new, we look to players to vilify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's oftentimes not a big deal.
Like, well, sometimes it's a big deal.
I was going to say that earlier.
But sometimes
it's I didn't want to take the time. Not what you said, but I was going to say, in all honesty, the negative thing that we move up the ladder a couple rungs as far as when it's going to get published could be something like a subdivision.
Yeah, like
around here.
It's like, it's ridiculous. So anyways, we're programmed to be predisposed toward the negative, but we can lean away from that once we know that that programming is there, like, and sort of retrain ourselves toward the positive. And one of the way to do that is a gratitude journal. And do not snark and look away, Sean, because I know you probably are.
I already did. Uh-huh. I was getting ready to stand up and walk away.
But writing down the good facts of your life not only trains your brain to see that good things have happened, but it also becomes a record that not everything is poop.
That's right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, like, you want to see my journal?
No. You don't need one because somehow you're not trained the way everybody else's brain is.
Oh, what are you saying?
You're just
that
quoting.
I don't have good instincts?
I'm saying that
and
you don't
I don't
have
react to true threats in a realistic and better than most manner?
I would say that when it comes to the news or looking at comments on articles, you have a negativity bias and you gravitate towards those. But I would also say that in real life, not social media and not news, you gravitate towards positive things. Like you're gonna be a more positive person.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's all.
I only jump on those negative social media comments because it's like, you know, it's a chance for my suppressed side to come out.
Anyways.
The person I wish I could be. I'm just kidding.
So there's this guy, Alex Philippe, and yes, he wrote,
according to Winifred Gallagher.
Winifred, babe.
Oh, it's a female.
Yeah, that's
friend.
Funny.
Winifred Gallagher in the book. I gotta start all over. So Alex Philippe writes, according to Winifred Gallagher in the book Rapt, Attention in the Focused Life.
Why did he put that in quotes? That should be italicized.
That's right. That's why I was fumbling over myself there.
That's all that, man. All
right. Anyway, I'm going to start all over. According to Winifred Gallagher in the book Rapt, Attention in the Focused Life, we literally don't see as many things in our peripheral vision when we have negative emotions as when we have positive ones. And studies like the swimming rat experiment show how
show how
negativity can kill our perseverance when a rat sees no way to escape. It will fight much less for its survival.
That's so sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. So try it. Not put yourself in the toilet and find no way to escape. Yeah,
put yourself in a big body of water that you can't escape from and see if this is true.
And have some elderly Montreal man come and try to save you and then bite him because you don't realize it's a way out. Don't do that. But write something that you're grateful for. There's like got to be one thing in your life today, right? Like even if it's just like,
even if it's this podcast.
Hey, my brain's working. Yay. And maybe tomorrow
I'm alive.
You can think of another thing that's positive and you're grateful for, right? Like that's all what's important. And there, there's a piece in Positive Psychology by Alicia Nordji. I can never say Scandinavian names at all, but they are a doctor. And it's a direct quote, and it's things that can help you if you're having a hard time to think about what to be grateful for. And it's like, in the last week, what did you do that you're grateful for in the last week? What did someone else do that you're grateful for? And in the last week, what did you learn you are grateful for?
Boom. Interesting.
I know you didn't like that at all, did you?
I did. I just wasn't paying rapt attention.
What were you thinking about?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I was thinking about how I forgot to turn the oven on so it could preheat.
Oh no. Really?
Because I gotta cook it.
Damn it.
Dog tip for life.
The loudness of you.
The what?
The loudness of you is so impressive. I just like to say. So this dog tip comes from our adorable doggy Pogi.
That's a great picture.
And Pogi, if you look at our podcast notes, or Carrie Jones Books.blog or Living Happy.
Appears to have a tongue that's wider than her mouth.
There's a dog picture of Pogi licking my arm, and her tongue is so big. It's just amazing. And she goes into this really weird flow state where she's just like, lick, lick, lick.
Oh, she does. She'll lick something. She'll wear your skin right off.
It's like her brain has just stopped functioning, and she's just like, lick, lick.
She's a high anxiety dog.
Yeah, she's really reactive. So anyways, the point that Pogi says is that you don't want to think about all those reactive moments, all those bad dog moments, all the times when you got scared of a book falling off of a coffee table or someone coughing. You want to think about all the treats you can get. You want to focus on the positive times where you got like a fruity barkaroo, right? Or a good pet, or you get to snuggle under the covers with your people. Those are the things you want to focus on, not all the times you effed up.
That's right.
Right.
And she would know.
She would know.
She effs up a lot. A shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're late.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah is either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book, Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.